look at the sun. It's like, it's this glowing fireball that floats in the sky. And Lady Gaga turned into Joe. And I'm just sitting back and I'm just like, I'd rather watch the show in the sky. I kick back, watch the clouds blow by. Sitting on a wheel that's turning real quick. Ave 7281's coming by on the slick. And I've got Cincinnati on the caper taking time to... We don't even have paper to search for. We don't have anything to chase, so we're free. And we don't have to abide by the rules of TV any longer. We can be elevating our experiences in ways we never saw before. And I'm searching for the words to heal my mind as my lungs pull in the universe one breath at a time. Give my conscious the moments it needs to unwind these lines of writing that I find strung together like pearls. These words like worlds orbit through our collective minds that we are daily training to refine and collapse into syllables we push through our mouthpieces. As our mind's eyes work to shape their visions into being, shaping surroundings like, oh my, what have we done? It looks like we've begun to understand the powers of our tongue and are working on discovering the secrets of the sun. As we are all that is, and all that is us, and the moments of eternities that found their ways into our veins that course through our systems of sonnets as our poetic natures collide and create our destiny one letter at a time. We're seeing what happens when we collect our thoughts and think weeks before we speak, embedding messages in creation, shaping surroundings like. And then the poets take to the microphone, and everyone comes to share their something, and there's no better something that comes from the mouth of the poets. The people that are seeking to know the unknowable and who observe reality with a beautiful heart. And those people come here and share their something. Because there's no better something that comes from the fact that love is such a hard word to spell. It's more than four letters pulled from the alpha, beta. L-O-V-E and the omega describes more than a feeling. It's almost a state of being. In love is around and being in it is the part of the being around it. You can go through it, but no one wants to go through love. Because once past the L through the O... You'll get stung by the V and scraped by the E, so don't go through love, no fall in it. And rest in the cradle of the O, I get crushed by the L and sip on the V, because I'm searching for the words to heal my mind, and maybe this mic is just what I need to find.